That is a superior sound to start off with, isn't it? Rather than a clink of a glass.
Oh, hang on. No, it's a healthier habit. We have to do it.
We can't. Come on. Those glasses can't clink there.
As you might have guessed.
Listen.
Nothing.
Well, it's a plastic cup and a paper cup and a bottle of water, and we're down at the lovely beach of Califanoi
in Port Andretch.
Port Andretch.
We're attempting an outside broadcast, and we're not allowed anything that clinks on the beach for obvious safety reasons.
My name is Vicky McLeod.
I'm Oliver Nielsen.
And I'm Gigi Niels McLeod.
Our special guest
and daughter. He's a special guest in very much an unpaid kind of way, apart from the fact we just bought her a burger and a pudding.
And this is...
Best waffle I ever had.
The Mjölka Mjölka podcast.
Insert intro here.
I say Mjölka and you say Mjölka. I say
Mjölka
and you say
Mallorca.
Mjölka, 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 Mjölka. Let's call the whole thing off.
So, welcome. What are we talking about this week?
Well, firstly, the reason why we're sat in Califanoi...
Seated?
In a... What time is it? It's almost 7 o'clock and it is a school... it is now a school night.
It's officially a school night. I think we called the last day of summer last week, but actually this is the last day of summer.
Don't say that, because it just sounds really mean
and miserable. Well, they're kind of going to school tomorrow, except they're kind of not... But it officially starts tomorrow, so it's the... What day is it today?
It's the 9th. I'm saying most, because there are a couple of international schools that have started before us. But Spanish schools start tomorrow on the 10th. Whether that's online or in person, that is up to your school. I am starting online. And we have no, we don't know when we're going back in.
This is the complication. It's, so most, give or take a day or two, most of the schools are starting. But because of the current shenanigans, virus and all that sort of stuff, there's a bit of confusion about how many kids they can get into a class and how many people they can get in the school at any one time. So most of the schools are adopting some form of plan B or C or D or E.
We're on plan B at the moment, plan I think. So plan C is everyone stays at home and sits in the cupboard and cries.
That's true. This is San Cayetano in Palma, our daughter goes to, but most of them are operating some sort of scheme where some of the kids are going in some of the time and they're not all starting at the same time to avoid 1,000 kids rushing through the same corridors at the same time. So we're listening to the waves, drinking a takeaway beer or coffee or water.
I've got to say,
watching the sunset is very nice, isn't it? For the last day of summer, I'm still in my shorts.
It's not
gorgeous.
Too shabby. The weather has been quite bad recently, though, hasn't it?
If you haven't lived here...
This Monday was...
Summer really keeps going until the end of October, really.
Yeah, you can't go in the water in October, though.
No, I can.
Yeah, you can.
I'm already reconsidering swimming. Because it was a little bit nippy around the ankles when I got in earlier.
So apart from the schools, what are we talking about?
The school thing I wanted to ask Gigi how she feels, because the last time you were actually allowed to go to school was March the 13th, 14th?
That's the 13th.
And then we locked down on the Sunday.
Well, it was on the Thursday they said, okay, by Monday morning, you're going to do online school. And by Monday morning, we are on complete lockdown.
Mm.
It went very, very quickly. And
it did. It
hit me
quick.
Completely by surprise.
Yeah, I think you and the rest of the country. But how does it feel now? I mean, you're going to be on online school for at least the first 2 weeks. And then... you'll be going back into school. How does it feel, the idea of going back into school?
Some people are actually excited. A couple of my friends, they actually like going into school.
Why?
They like talking to the people there. I don't. As in, it's not anything against the people. I'm just there to learn. I'm not kind of there to...
To socialise
and make friends. Yes, I've made friends and they're very good friends of mine. But I've made about three friends that's enough for me. Don't need to make any more.
You're quite happy with the online situation.
I am very happy with the online situation and the fact that I can do school in my pyjamas.
Don't they make you get... I know some schools did an online school and they made the kids wear their uniforms on online school.
Have you heard about that one? I am fearing the whole, if we are on plan C, we do have to be in our uniforms.
Really?
Yeah.
From the waist up.
Yeah, so it's school shirt and sweatpants.
Like a newsreader.
We've escaped Auntie Nelly, but we haven't escaped the boys in big speedboats, have we?
That's true, actually.
Heading off into the sunset.
Oh, very nice. That's better than a moped.
Yeah, it's quite a lot more expensive.
Sure, that's true.
It's like have that or a house.
Also, this week, in fact, news just breaking, as in it's just been admitted by the government that the government has been overpaying some people with their ERTE monthly payments, even though, and I know this for a fact because I've been looking in some Facebook groups, people have been trying to stop receiving ERTE payments, and they haven't been able to get the message through to the system that they don't require that money at the moment because they have a job.
We should probably tell people what an ERTE payment is.
I was about to say, there are some people in this conversation that don't know what an ERTE is. Okay.
I'm going to defer to you. I kind of know what it is, but I'm going to...
It's the payment that you received if the business that you were working for was on, or had to put you on a kind of, the American word is furlough. And they kind of like suspended your job. So the government paid you a proportion of your wage, depending on what you were earning.
I don't know the details of it very much because I was self-employed, but it is a similar scheme to the furloughing in the UK, where effectively, as you said, the government stepped in and paid a billion. You know, effectively, they, I guess, mothballed the business and kept the employees going for a little while. Just to make sure the businesses didn't go bust. So it turns out that the Balearic government we're talking about here has actually been slightly overpaying ERTE by how much?
Well, there's in the Balearics there are 21,300 people who've received at least one extra payment.
And that's
the
not average, many, is it?
21,300 people, but there's 12 million euros overpaid.
There's 1.1 million people who live in the Balearics. I know a lot of my kids and old people and stuff, but actually only 21,000 are getting ERTE. That seems pretty good.
I don't know.
But these are a lot of people in the Balearics are self-employed, aren't they? Hmm.
I don't think that's not just everybody who's getting it. That's just the people who have had it overpaid.
And
on average, these guys have got to pay 570 euros back each.
That's a big chunk, isn't it?
It is, and also like, you know what? If you've got, for whatever reason, an overdraft or something, and that's just being sucked up into your overdraft, you may not be able to give it back.
If you're the, the chances are that you, obviously, the reason you're getting ERTE is because your job isn't really doing very well. So lots of people, I think the ERTE doesn't pay your full salary, and lots of people rely on tips and a bit of cash here or there. So actually, the chances are you probably haven't got 500.
Meanwhile, I think it's this month or next month, the people who are receiving ERTE legitimately continue to need it, they'll actually be getting their payments reduced.
Yeah, it's a similar thing in the UK as well, actually, with the furlough schemes. They're calling it tapering out. It is a complicated
tapering
issue.
Out.
I mean, some countries have said we'll pay them forever, effectively, or for the next 2 years. It is a problem because actually, in the UK, particularly where I've read about it, this doesn't mean it's particularly a UK issue, is that if you keep paying people for businesses are effectively dead, you know, however sad that might be, you know, if you're effectively keeping a ghost business going, is that a good idea? How do you keep it going? Do you keep paying an airline pilot for 2 years, 3 years before the business comes back?
I don't know.
Do you keep a bar that hasn't got any customers going for 2-3 years? You know, or do you taper it off and say, okay, well, however unpleasant the new normal is, this is the new normal and we have to deal with it. Don't know, it's a difficult one.
I guess offer people maybe training to do another job.
Or there's different ways of doing it.
To set up a different business or incentivize people to set up a small business. I mean, the problem we have in Spain is that they're very they're not very creative with the way that they support small businesses. And I think it's very expensive to run a business here compared to other countries. But yeah, that's for another day, I think.
It is another day, yes.
But there's also been lots of other confusion. I know that lots of people are concerned about the waiting times they're experiencing trying to get an appointment for the new TIE card.
Are you dangerously close to mentioning Brexit there?
I did almost say the B word. Yeah. But the thing is that if you do have any concerns about that, then I suggest that you go and listen to episode 3 of the Majorca Mallorca podcast, because I did interview the delicious Becky, who has got...
she may or may not be delicious. I couldn't possibly comment.
No, she is delicious. But... She's lovely. And she's given us a lot. She gave us a lot of information about how to
get that
card. Yeah. So please go and listen to it. It's not a long episode. And she's very concise and very helpful.
The TIE, just to back you up, if you haven't kept up to speed, is the... Ooh, I can't remember what the TIE stands for. Effectively, it's the... if you live in Spain as a British resident, you have an NIE. Which is your national ID, if you like, but it's an EU thing. So because Britain has kind of left the EU and the transition period will end at the end of the year, you need to move to a new system called the TIE. Particularly if you've just moved here, or particularly if you've never been registered here, that's very important. If you are registered here and have been, then you don't need to worry about it too much. But there is still a bit of a clamour to go and do it, and the capacity within the paperwork fixing companies and the capacity within the government offices that sort you out the card is a bit limited. So there's a little bit of a scramble, to be honest, and a little bit of confusion too. So Mallorca Solutions, Becky, have a Google, but even better, listen to episode 3 and you'll hear all about it.
Okay, and now we get to the it's not grim, but it is happening, which is this situation which we're not going back into lockdown, they say. However...
Some of us are.
Some
nearly.
People are. I mean, can you explain how the new way that the government can operate now?
Well, if I'm following
it correctly.
I don't want
to say it wrongly.
If I'm following it correctly, I hope I have been. But, you know, I keep myself abreast of good news sources, but even if you do that, it's still a bit complicated. A couple of weeks ago, Pedro Sanchez, the Spanish Prime Minister, allowed... regional control over COVID measures. So, you know, lots of different regions in Spain, Andalusia, Baleares, all the rest of it. And the Spanish Prime Minister said, right, these regional parliaments are now can make their own regulations. So the Balearics have been in charge of their own potential lockdown. So effectively they had the power to do that. And a week and a half ago, the Balearic Parliament then actually legislated or gave themselves powers to do lockdowns or restrictions on a municipal level if they need to. It doesn't mean they're going to necessarily yet, but it gave them the powers to do it if they need to. I think there's 53 municipalities in Mallorca, so they're quite small. Andratx and Palma and Deia and Esporles and, you know, Valdemossa and Escorca and all the rest of it, lots of them. So effectively what they were doing was breaking it into the 53 municipal areas and saying we can control. If need be, if the cases go high enough, we can impose controls over this area and that area. And they have done, actually,
here
now.
Here we go.
To Gigi's four areas.
Gigi's going to read out
four
this
areas
bit.
Of Palma.
So this is from the El País website. And it says that the areas of Songo de León, Gangapas, La Soledad North, and part of Son Canals, which are home to 23,000 people, will be closed off for at least 15 days, beginning on Friday at 10 p.m. So I'm guessing this is this Friday, which is the 11th.
Yeah.
Residents will only be allowed in and out for essential business such as work, school, and visits to the doctor. Closing time for bars and restaurants is set at 10 p.m., and all religious services, except for funerals, are being suspended. Public parks, sports arenas, and gyms cannot open during the confinement period.
Yeah, so and those,
oh, dear.
Those are all four areas of Palma, I think, aren't they? Four areas are in Palma.
And, there are. It says here that there are many, many cases. It says that there's 496 cases per 100,000 people.
That's a lot, isn't there? Which is three times as much as the average for the whole of the island.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just... You know, it's a big, small place, Mallorca, right? So, you know, it's and people move about a bit. So it is I think they're probably doing the right thing, aren't they? It's not easy for anybody. I mean, everybody here will remember the lockdown for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And this isn't quite as severe, but, you know, it's there. And it actually shows the government is serious about it. You know, they really are going to jump on it if it grows. So I think if you live anywhere in Mallorca or are visiting anywhere in Mallorca, you need to be prepared for the fact this might be you next week or in 2 weeks.
Well, yeah. But then on the upside, there is the Night of Art, but it's not the Night of Art this year.
Yeah, just to say, actually.
It's the Day of Art.
Sorry, before we move on, just to contrast that, I know we just mentioned it, but if there is a lockdown, basically you're still going to be able to go to work and go to school and go out for exercise and go to work and go to the bar, just you're going to have to be back home.
Gigi doesn't want to go to school, though. Just saying.
My school's in Palmer and we live in Andratx, so kind of convenient if they had lockdown on Palmer.
That is kind of what you're hoping for, isn't it?
She's crossed her fingers.
You've left home, haven't you, now? Yeah. You've embraced work at home, kid.
But. Anyway, like I was saying, even though all of this stuff is going on, people are still trying to find ways of continuing with their plans. And the Night of Art, which is this super fab, lovely event, happens every year in Palma.
Which is very close to your heart, isn't it?
It really is close to my heart. I love it. Makes me get all excited about it, because it's so the Night of Art is when all of the galleries open their doors for the evening, and they and anybody is out on the streets going and visiting galleries and going around looking at art installations, and there's all kinds of live music, and it's just great.
Palma has got an awful lot of galleries, big ones and little ones. Yeah. They're everywhere.
And last year I was in the Night of Art, which is really, really, really exciting. I had my photos in Viviane Borsoni's studio in Santa Catalina. But this year it's not the Night of Art, it's the Day of Art. And they're going to have three special days of gallery openings from the 16th until the 19th of September. And it's not going to have the same kind of ambience. It can't have. It won't have, because it's not good. People aren't going to be drunk.
Wandering around there.
It's always fun when people get drunk at the Night of Art.
It's much more fun when they get drunk.
One thing happens as soon as you go to walk into a gallery is someone says, "Would you like a glass of carbonate?"
Yeah. Yes, thank you very much.
Don't mind if I do. late summer evening, yeah. You know, wandering about.
Mooching about, looking at pictures.
So lovely. It's going to be the afternoon of art, is it?
But it's the Day of Art, darling.
Gigi, what is Catalan for afternoon?
Tarda.
The tarde de la tarde.
Tarde de la tarde.
Tarde de la tarde.
Is it el tarde or la tarde?
El tarde.
El tarde.
El tarde de la tarde.
Okay. Finally, just one more thing I wanted to tell you guys about. Another thing, another kind of staple of Mallorca, and a big fixture for a lot of people that come to visit here, is Sonamar. And I was there yesterday.
Yes.
Sonamar is... can you describe Sonamar?
It's one of those... It's changed a lot over the years, but really it's one of those after-dinner shows. You know, back in the 1970s when you kind of went off and watched flamencos and castanets and they poured sangria down your neck from one of those...
It's a flamenco.
It's one of those...
Flamenco-style dances.
You know those things, you know, that Judith Chalmers always went to on Wishing Weir.
But it's not as cheesy as that.
Very
entertaining.
It's been around for a very long time and it's changed, and every year it's reinvented, gets a bit better, gets a bit more contemporary, moves with the audience, how the audience moves. And
remember
what's
there was a Lion King sort of performance.
Yeah,
that was cool. I was eight at the time, but it was really cool.
Yeah.
And it's got a,
and that had flamingos in it.
Did it have flamingos? Coming full circle on the flamingos there. Well done, sweetheart.
And it's right in the middle of the island near Bunyola, so it's not too far from anywhere really.
Yeah,
and it's not far from Palma. It's not far. So buses on a good year anyway, not this year, on a good year buses come from all over the island and bringing holidaymakers there, and it's a grand night, isn't it?
It's obviously had quite a bad year because all of the coronavirus situation, tourist industry is dead this year. And they have, talking of Erte, they have 200 staff or so in the high season. And at the moment, they have 160 staff on Erte. 160.
That means the bosses are paying the Social Security.
The government is paying something. Anyway, but
No wonder there's so many people on the beach.
I went.
How can I get some of that?
I don't think they don't allow autonomous to have anything like that, Ollie.
Autonomous can't have fun anymore.
But I'm trying to tell you about Sonoma. I'm just getting back chat from both of you now. So I went there yesterday.
This is what every conversation is like. One of us always gets back chat.
I went there yesterday to see Martin Smith and Margaret Whittaker. Now, Margaret owns Sonoma. She owns the building. She owns the show. She is the sole owner of the business, along with her husband, Tony. And it's a family business because members of her family worked within the walls of Sonoma. And I, in fact, used to work for Margaret as well. Many years ago, I worked for her. And she is a lovely, lovely woman. And Martin used to be he was an acrobat originally, actually, a gymnast. And then he became a director at Pirates Adventure Show. And
the show director, though, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And then he also did Come Fly With Me, which is another show that the Pirates brand did. That was at the casino, the old casino in Sol de Mallorca. And now he owns Social, along with Margaret's son, Dominic. So there's lots of connections there. But Social is a club that is also closed because of all the various nightlife restrictions. And Margaret and Martin have known each other for years. And so because of the closure of Sonoma and Social, they decided to have a chat and see how they might be able to work together. And from that chat has come a whole new, exciting concept for Sonoma. So at the moment they are redeveloping the venue. Like this time by Easter next year, they're planning to have an outdoor an open outdoor space which they can have live DJs, live events, live parties, and they're also going to have like amazing cocktail spaces where you can have a drink as the sun goes down overlooking the mountains.
So essentially it's going to be like a mix between the club and Sonoma.
Kinda, yeah.
So this is what happens when you give creative people a summer off.
Exactly.
They sit down and come up with some great ideas. Next year is going to be amazing.
And it really, really is going to be amazing. Yeah. And they were telling me a little bit about the concept. What they want to do, they're going to have a family show and they're going to have a late night show. But the late night show isn't going to be like sexy. It's going to be very chic, very sophisticated. So they're going to go very upmarket.
So it's not like it's not sort of appropriate for kids, it's just not interesting for kids.
Exactly. And but the family show is going to be really appropriate and interesting for children.
Lion King.
Maybe. I don't think Lion King's going to be in it, my darling. But it was funny because they were talking yesterday about they really want kids to absolutely love it to the point where they're going, Mummy, Daddy, I've got to go. We must go again. and I remember your reaction to seeing Sonoma, even though it wasn't, it was such a long time ago now.
One of my biggest attraction, I must say, was the horse that was stood outside of the
Solomon.
Well,
he's still going.
Is he still going?
Longest running cast member.
He probably gets paid more than everybody else by now.
Probably at the moment.
Paid in carrots.
That's going on at the moment. They're making a brand new, completely new show, which is going to be based on Mallorca's history. It's going to take some inspiration from the island. And then the other show, I didn't ask them about it so much, but it's going to be later at night, and it's going to be something that you can drop into. You don't have to book a table. You don't have to, you don't even have to eat. You can just show up, buy a drink at the bar and go in and watch the show. You don't have to you could do it spontaneously. And the really interesting thing and the smart thing that they're also doing is they're going to be working on making it as affordable as possible for residents. Because Mallorca is how many people did you say live here?
Well, the Balearics have 1.1 million, but most of those live in Mallorca.
So, you know, there is a market.
Most of those live in Palma, actually.
Yeah, so there is a market for people who need entertainment.
Yeah, and it's not like Sonoma is unknown. Because there are many, I have heard Sonoma mentioned in many conversations just anywhere, like at school.
Yeah,
people,
really?
Yeah, I've heard people at school talk about sonoma.
Okay.
And I saw it sort of like you'll be walking along the playground, you'll hear people talking about sonoma and like about the performance that they had the night before.
Okay.
And I'd sort of like had a little grin on my face because I went there because my mama went.
If you have a dinner show that appeals to tourists, you don't have to change it. Because the tourists change every week. You know, there's another load of people come in who haven't seen it yet. But if you're trying to appeal to the residents, you have to have something that changes constantly or at least offers more than one thing. You know, otherwise,
true,
once you've been, you've
true,
been. You
true.
Know, maybe you, so, go once, maybe you go once a year. But if you want people to keep coming back, you have to say you can have this experience or that experience, or you can bring your wedding or your business conference or your whatever. It's got a lot of potential.
So I'm going to write an article about that for the bulletin. And we should put some pictures up, actually. I was going to tell you, there's this outdoor space, and I've never, even though I've been to Sonoma, I don't know how many times over the years have I been to that place, I had never seen this outdoor space before. I didn't even know it existed. And it's right before you enter the big house on the right-hand side, just before the horse would be on the right-hand side. And it's like a barbecue space. And it's like an old amphitheatre. And they're basically going to redevelop this amazingly, like, hidden away space and make it into, they're going to call it Eden.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's going to be so cool. With lots of lights and effects and dancers and music. But it's going to be outdoors.
I have a question. When you say that they're going to base the performances on New Yorker, do you mean as in based on the culture, as in the fiestas that they do?
They're talking about doing something based on the culture, yeah.
Because when you said that, my mind immediately associated, because when you're younger, especially growing up in Mallorca, you get told these different stories and legends and stuff that just like different stories that turn into fiestas. And some of them don't, some of them do. And that's why my mind sort of instantly associated.
Maybe
to,
we can
to
get
that.
You on the writing team, my darling.
Ooh,
yeah, but it's that's I feel like especially for the Mallorquines here, I think I feel like that would really appeal to them.
Mm.
Absolutely would. Yeah.
Well, so good luck to Margaret and to Martin, because and Ricard, actually, I saw Ricard as well. He's the show director for the main show at Sonoma, so he's going to be working with Martin, who has now become the general manager of Sonoma. But it's tough times, and it's really inspiring to see people reinventing themselves in the middle of crises.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, this year, there's, cut it how you like, this year's been a disaster, right? Some more so than others. Some people have been hit more than others. And actually, it's given people the opportunity, because they haven't been working on their businesses, to actually sit and think about what you know, what's the next chapter? What's hopefully 2021. We'll hope this is all over by summer next year. But you know, just to look at the future and go, well, actually, we've never had the opportunity to think about how to do things differently. We've been too busy doing it. So now it has allowed people to think more strategically all over the place. So whenever we get out of this, it's going to be an exciting new world. Lots of people rethinking things.
I hope that's the case, Ollie, that we don't get sucked back down the rabbit hole. I know that I've really felt that this year is like, after we got let out of our quarantine, life really sped up and it was very demanding and difficult. And I think that a lot of people have suffered a lot with stress and burnout this year. I certainly have.
Thank you.
So I'm hoping for a few more contemplative weeks as life supposedly slows down a bit or evens out, at least, so that we can stay healthy and stay safe.
Most people have had a bit of thinking time, and actually there's been lots of newspaper articles and programs on TV about how nothing's going to be the same again, and this is an opportunity to reinvent, for instance, about how and where we work, and reinvent a lower carbon future and get ourselves on bicycles, all of these kind of things. You know, it is an opportunity to look at the way things always were and actually go, actually, do we need to do these again? Do we want to do them again? And look at reinventing the world, and that goes as much for Mallorca as anywhere else. So that's a philosophical note, isn't it?
Yeah, let's finish there.
That's what happens when you get to the end of your second beer.
I'm on my second
coffee. That's not your second beer. That's at least your third.
Okay. Go and get me another one. Who knows what awaits?
What the pearls of wisdom will drop.
And a packet of Quavers.
Anyway. Sure you don't want Monster Munch?
Ooh.
Now you're talking.
Anyway, there we go. Are we done? We'll go
for yeah, we are. Thank you for listening. Oh, by the way, what?
How many times have we been promising people an episode about turtles?
Oh.
Let's do it now.
We do promise you that the turtle episode does exist.
It does exist. It does exist. It just exists. Has a chance but to edit it.
They've been on Earth for 150 million years. So another week or two, you should be all right. wouldn't it be a bummer in more ways than one if they went extinct next week?
Shut up. If you want to follow us on social media, that would be great. You can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Instagram, you can find us on Twitter.
Has been updated?
No,
not exactly, no. I'm just waiting for the right moment. I'm like a coiled spring.
But look for Majorca with a J, Majorca with two L's podcast, and you'll find us wherever you fancy following us. And please do hit subscribe and let your friends know about our little witterings on our lovely island. And
a little pennies of wisdom.
Pennies of wisdom, not pearls. Pearls of
wisdom. Pearls of wisdom after three beers.
You're very welcome to give us your opinions, actually, to an extent. And also, if you want to
ask us criticism.
If there's anything you would like us to try and cover, then please let us know too.
Yeah, you can also email us at majorcamajorcapodcast@gmail.com.
I think the sun is about to set.
Yeah, it is. It is. Oh, by the way, I keep forgetting to say that our title music is by Holly.
Are we not giving...
We should give her a credit.
We credit on the first Holly, episode.
We haven't done it in ages.
No, we haven't given her a credit.
I know. So sorry about that, Holly. She did her 100...
Holly did a great job.
She did her 100th live feed recently.
Oh, wow.
And if you want to find it, I was going to say Holly Jazz, but she's not Holly Jazz.
She's not called Holly Jazz.
She is called Holly.
Lowe. But I'll put her... I'll put a connection to her Facebook page on the show notes.
You've got more or less a free daily gig there, but also when she is out and about, then please go and see her. She's fantastic.
She's such a nice lady.
Oh, she's so lovely, and she's got such a nice voice.
So go and give her a like, will you please? She needs a bit of a...
Needs some love.
A punch in the arm, as it were. That's the word.
Punch in the face.
That's another person I'm thinking of entirely.
See, that's what happens when you have three beers.
I've had two coffees, love. I don't know what you're on about.
All right, that's your lot.
Anyway.
Nice to see you.
Ta-ra.
Until next time. From
Bye.
California. School tomorrow for you.
Yep. Bedtime. Early bedtime for you, love. Majorca, Majorca, Majorca.